Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, October 15th, 2021. As of yesterday, 68.3% of Berliners received at least one coronavirus vaccination, 65.5% have been fully vaccinated, and the 7-day incidence in the capital was 79.2. Berlin's mayor-designate Franziska Giffey of the SPD is preparing for coalition negotiations with the Greens and the Left. Yesterday, she announced only one more round of exploratory talks, but only with these two parties. The SPD considers, quote, this cooperation the most promising way for a stable government in the capital over the next 5 years, unquote. At a round later today, an exploratory paper is to be drawn up. Subsequently, the start of coalition negotiations is to be proposed to the state executive of the SPD, setting the initial course for a new edition of the current government alliance. Giffey made it clear, however, that, quote, a simple business as usual cannot occur, unquote. The SPD and the Greens had become the strongest and second strongest force in the September 26th elections to the House of Representatives and want to govern together again. Giffey had considered bringing the FDP on board as a third partner instead of the Left. The Green Party's top candidate, Bettina Jarosz, on the other hand, was in favor of a red-green-red coalition. Giffey has now agreed to continue exploring the options with the Left. The FDP would then be out of the race for the time being. Giffey said it had become clear in the course of the discussion that the intersections in the red-green-red constellation had a greater chance of realization and of viability for the next 5 years. She named tenant and climate protection and good public services as topics. The committees of the future partners must ultimately approve the start of coalition negotiations. The Left had always spoken out in favor of the previous three-party alliance. The SPD, the Greens, and the Left had already forged an alliance back in 2016. The residents of the camp Kopiplatz have failed in their attempt to have their eviction planned for today stopped by the courts at short notice. The Berlin Court of Appeal rejected their emergency application, and as of yesterday afternoon, the inhabited construction trailers on Kupnicker Straße in Mitte were still scheduled to be cleared later today. The camp is considered one of the last symbolic projects of the radical left scene in Berlin, and the owner of the site on which the Kopi is located waged a court battle to have it evicted, as he wants to build there himself. The residents, some of whom have resided there for years, believe that one of the owner's signatures in the court proceedings was forged and that the eviction ruling of the regional court is therefore not legally binding. The 23rd Civil Senate nevertheless decided on Wednesday to reject the application for suspension of the enforcement. After preliminary examination, the Senate also determined that an appeal would likely have no prospect of success as well. Police therefore have imposed a ban on demonstrations around the camp. From 3 p.m. yesterday until today at midnight, no demos are permitted on parts of Adalbertstrasse and Kupnicker Straße, as well as along the Verdi headquarters to the Spree River. A parking ban is also posted in the area. According to the police statement, quote, use of the area is only permitted to residents, their visitors, and in individual cases of unavoidable need, especially emergencies, unquote. The security authorities apparently want to prevent further escalations and violence from the left-wing extremist community in response to the eviction orders, including several incidents of damage to property and arson. According to RBB reporting, the most recent action against the eviction of the Kopi camp occurred on Wednesday when unknown persons damaged the glass of all six entrance doors at the Bürgeramt Mitte and painted, quote, Kopi bleibt on the building, prompting a state security service investigation. On Tuesday night, it was reported that police officers were pelted with stones on Riegauerstrasse in Friedrichshain while protecting a fire department operation after several vehicles had been set on fire in the street. The police union stated that they had experienced the most serious extremist actions there, with direct reference to the Kopi camp, and expect similar situations in the coming days. Starting tomorrow, Saturday, October 16th, the Eisstadion Neukölln will be open for business. Those who have been tested, recovered, or vaccinated will be permitted, and children under the age of 6 do not need a test. The Eisstadion was unable to fully open for skating and sports last season and could only open on a very limited basis because of the corona pandemic. The rink, located on Oderstrasse 182 in the Werner Seelenbinde Sportpark, is open Monday to Saturday in three different time windows between 9 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. and Sundays between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. The exact times and prices are available on the website of the district office that can be found by following the link in our show notes. This week, 60 years ago, on October 13th, 1961, traffic specialist Carl Peglau submitted his design for the Ostampelmann, or the East German Traffic Light Man, to the East Berlin GDR Ministry of Transport. With his round nose, hat, and belly, the figure was intended to be likable, to appeal to young and old alike, and at the same time ensure that traffic was regulated safely. Until then, there were no light signals for pedestrians in the former GDR, and since then, it has become a cult figure. From 1969 to 1972, the red and green traffic light figures were used in all GDR traffic lights, however, a little modified. While in Peglau's design it faced to the right, it was made to face to the left, adapted to the socialist attitude. To this day, the East German traffic lights still do their job and are part of public life. But this was not always the case. After reunification, they were initially replaced by the West German symbols. At the end of the 90s, however, the Eastern German states reintroduced them, and Berlin adopted them in both the East and West parts of the city. And lastly, thank you to our most recent donors who wish to remain anonymous for your recent generosity. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.